20 years ago, fresh out of art school, I drove my 79 Subaru hatchback from Pennsylvania to Tennessee. It's the kind of journey people make all the time, leaving your family and culture and community for a new one. But my journey south was only supposed to be temporary, a few weeks at most. Then weeks turned to months, then years, and now decades. I currently live about as far south as you can before driving off into the Gulf of Mexico. It's so far south that Nashville could easily be mistaken for New York City. But before you get the wrong impression about how I feel about my home, I want you to know that I love it. I love the South. I love Southerners. And when I talk about the South, I mean from Alabama to Virginia and from Georgia to Texas. All of it. It's my family, my friends, and my life. But it wasn't always that way. In fact, on that very first road trip, I felt like I had arrived on another planet. It was so weird and foreign that I wanted to keep driving right past the Mississippi River and never look back. But like all long road trips, you gotta stop somewhere. My close friend and bandmate Michael and I pulled off the interstate in Crossville, Tennessee. From the highway, we could see a big green and white BP sign. But when we pulled up to the converted service station, we found a restaurant called the Bean Pot. Now, all I really need to tell you about this place is it felt like walking into an antique store that just so happened to sell food. It wasn't scary, but I promise you, I didn't understand a word that was said to me. And to make things worse, the menu was written in a mountain language I couldn't read. I'm pretty sure I ordered something that looked like a hamburger, but could have easily been something else. We paid and got out of there as fast as we could. It was not the best that Tennessee had to offer, I promise you. It was a bad first date. And it was one of several I had in those early days. The Bean Pot might be the kind of picture you have of the South. It might even be something you've experienced. For me, it's analogous to my personal journey. It reminds me that it's easier to judge strangers than it is to try to understand them. It's easier to believe the wrong things about our world than it is to question them. I hope this podcast will help you to challenge your own assumptions. My thoughts, ideas, and beliefs have changed many times over, mostly because of the fascinating people that I've met over these 20 years. To be honest, they are the reason to listen to this podcast. There's nothing exceptional you're going to get from me, but I hope to share interesting conversations with you from people who are experts in their fields, or have done amazing things, or gone to interesting places. They're people I'm grateful to meet, who say and do things that always make me realize how special each person's story is. Some of these people are homegrown Southerners, and others are transplants like me. Regardless of where my guests are from, I hope that you'll be open to listen and learn. I hope you will humbly consider that we can always learn from people that are different from us. Welcome to my podcast. I hope you enjoy the journey.